We have one more share from Melinda Brown. She's a community leader, an environmentalist, an activist, a longtime director of the People of Progress nonprofit, and she made these bookmarks that are up here. And she lost her home in the car fire, and I mentioned that just to say that she's here, and she continues to serve the community and show up for her friends, even though she lost her home.
So I wanted to share the stature that Carl has and had out beyond us all. So I think we all got it, such a warm picture of him from all the other speakers. But I wrote something so I wouldn't forget too much. And it's about how he influenced so many people in agencies and in the community. So he was remarkable. Pardon? I'll try. So Carl was remarkable, and you all know that. And he observed details and patterns and processes far beyond the ability of most people. He saw these relationships almost three-dimensionally, and he understood deep time. He knew that every aspect in nature was useful to something else. He thought that even the dense smoke from wildfires was likely important for mushrooms and other species, and who but Carl would think of that? He saw deeply into people too, and they honored and respected him and his ideas. He was a friend to forest supervisors, forest workers, toddlers, teenagers, conservationists, biologists, environmentalists, and not in that order, and all plants and creatures and invertebrates, and things that just crawled out of the primordial soup. He liked those, I think, especially. And he loved mystery, and he loved knowledge and perfection and imperfection. And he loved his friends and family deeply. And he was interested in everyone. He was not cloistered as an observer or a bystander. He was a participant, and at the ground level of new thinking about forests, communities, and science. Way back in the early 1990s, Carl and a few of us got together to start a conversation called Shasta 2000, and what could shape our region and what could our region become. And we invited economists and educators and artists and people in various industries and natural resources, of course. And we asked around to find who were the people who were creative, open-minded, and interested in improving things, not just critics. And it was remarkable. And at that time, even the local agencies and organizations who were working on economic issues, there's quite a few agencies working on that, they had never been in the same room together, ever, prior to that. So from that visioning session, relationships were constructed, and they lasted for many, many years. So a few years later after that, when a federal judge was going to shut down the forest for any logging due to the spotted owl, and President Clinton held a conference in Portland, and he told communities to get together, you better get together and work it out, and come up with some plans and recommendations. And so a fellow locally, Dave Rutledge, who Mary Schroeder's here, you probably talked to him prior to that. But anyway, I got a call from Dave Rutledge. He was from the timber side of the aisle, and we knew him from Shasta 2000. And he came back from that conference, and he called me, and I called Carl, and we got together. And because of those relationships with Shasta 2000, I think we fairly quickly brought together a cohesive group. And it was one of the first collaboratives when collaborators were a new thing, a new animal. So it was the Shasta Tehama Bioregional Council, and it had many great outcomes. And Carl never doubted that good people working together could make progress and bring others along in the wake. We identified areas of joint concern and opportunity and management alternatives. And Carl was always clear that many things were possible if we based decisions on the health of the forest and monitored activity and outcomes. And the STBC was a valued participant with agencies on many plans and projects. And Carl was one of our key commenters, basing everything, on, again, on science, specific local conditions, and on the health of the forest. He was a visionary, and he was also realistic. He had such a great working knowledge of agency culture and management, policies, capacity, and potential, and how those all interacted. His ideas were so clear, others could see them too, And in meetings, he brought a calm wisdom, and everybody listened closely. He had the ear of the people in the highest levels of academia and government and organizations. And he was a poet. He was gifted in making his thinking come alive through poetry. He turned biology into poetry, and we have copies of his book here for you to take if you don't have one already. And I think Marty was his biological destiny. And they were a perfect match, and any of us would be fortunate to have the life that they built together. So Carl was unique and beloved. This is why I wrote it. And respected, and a dear friend to me and my husband, and he'll be missed. But his many contributions and his impact and his words and goodwill, they live on.